Girlfriends with Christy Marie and Julie.
Hello, Julie. This is Christy Marie, everybody.
Yes, this is Julie, and I'm your daughter.
And I'm your mother, just in case people don't know.
So after 10 plus years of the podcast,
yes,
you know, with the stratosphere just getting more and more crowded, but we're still here.
Yes. Yeah. When we were podcasters, people were like, what's a podcast?
You're a podcaster. That's awesome. What do you do? You know, it's, and then, but it's so funny because we just now got our little handy dandy portable recorder so we can record all of our great ideas for the week.
I know. You'd think that would have happened 9 years ago.
Yeah. But yeah. Nine plus years.
Really.
No.
Not really.
And then the first
technologically savvy.
Well, I know the reason why we didn't do it because you like to do shit that I don't like to do, which is talk to spirits. So the first thing you want to do with our handy dandy recorders,
yes,
that you've got one, I've got one, is the first thing you do is you say, I just want to let everybody know here, a non-physical spirits that want to talk to this little handy device.
I said friendly.
Friendly. Oh, thank you. You qualify it to friendly. Yes. But if they're unfriendly, why would they give a shit? I mean, really?
If they're, because you're supposedly.
Yeah. This is the stuff I don't
rules.
Buy. So this is what I don't buy.
Okay.
It's the rules. It's sort of like when you hear about the deep state.
Right.
And how.
The Illuminati.
And that you know because they have to abide by rules.
They have to, which is that they cannot lie.
Right.
And they cannot, and they have to be out in the
open.
But
they can wear masks. Funny looking masks and be all sexualized, right?
Oh,
that's
eyes
like
wide
eye shut,
shut
kind of
eyes
thing.
Wide
yes,
shut. Yes, got it.
I don't know, but I just think it's funny how somebody will throw that out there. Oh, you know they're evil because they have to abide by rules. That is like the number one rule of evilness. They must abide by rules. Who came up with these effing rules?
I don't understand it at all.
Yeah,
anymore.
I don't either. Yeah. It's all just, sometimes I think it's all just clickbait. You know, like I'm trying to get this as sensationalized as possible.
Like yeah. I saw a lady on CNN one morning this week.
Yeah.
I allow myself 10 minutes of CNN, 5 minutes of Fox, 5 minutes of MSNBC, insane. Mm-hmm. What is it? MSNBC?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that what they call themselves? MSNBC?
I think
we're
do.
Sane.
But, you know, she was a Trump supporter. This was on CNN. And she had a flag in the background with Trump's Life Matters.
Oh.
Was
right.
And she was
talking
wearing
LA.
Her name was LA, yeah.
Yes.
She was wearing a hat, red, white, and blue hat.
Yes.
She was all sparkly and
yep.
and fringy.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a bottle-dyed blonde.
Yes.
And she was an influencer, as
yes.
she described herself.
Yes.
With thousands of followers.
On Facebook, yes.
On Facebook. So is that what you mean by clickbait?
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, all that nonsense and bullshit is clickbait. I mean, here she is. She is being, I remember seeing the, they called array of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's six former Trump supporters mm-hmm. that voted for him in 2016.
Uh-huh.
Some are going to vote for him in 2020, but some are not.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, oh, the Gafar woman on the right looks like she's in her 50s. And she would go, I do not look like I'm in my 50s. I'm like, girlfriend, every woman looks like you who's had work done, okay? You look like you're in your 50s. You know, did you think she looked like she was in her 50s?
Are you talking about L.A.?
L.A.
Oh, yes. But I didn't get that conversation about the 50s. Was that a conversation?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Got it.
Because she comes across like she wants to be young.
She had a little ponytail with a little flip on the back.
Yes.
Kind of like Sandy in Greece.
Yes.
The early Sandy.
And and I thought to myself, she is going to say that she is some kind of influencer
mm-hmm.
of some sort.
Right.
It's a little bit annoying.
Yes.
But
oh,
I
yeah.
get it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not in that world.
Right.
So I don't get that.
Well, you know, when we were watching, okay, so on on Bravo Channel. So, you know, we're still seeing quote unquote fresh stuff, meaning that we haven't seen it before.
Right.
But you get the impression, because obviously each little team produces huge amounts of film,
right,
from which they edit.
Yes.
And so you can tell that they've reached the bottom of their editing,
yes,
barrel and trying
like, this
to
make, was supposed to be only like a 12-week series, but we're going for 16.
Because, and they're trying to make something out of nothing.
Yes.
Like, for example, in Housewives of New York, they were going to, this was the, in screenwriting, you call it the Festival of the Sacred Cows.
Yes.
It's the third act. It's where everything comes together. And so the third act, in which was the last episode, is that Sonia holds an
LGBTQ.
LGBTQ.
Plus.
Bingo,
yes,
night, where everybody was supposed to come as their favorite drag queen.
Right.
You know, and you're like, oh, but it was just like, I tuned in, but it was boring.
It was boring.
Yeah. And then on Million Dollar Listing, which is, obviously I watch Bravo.
Yes.
For 1 hour.
You love it.
Yeah. Is that they had this big open house that they were going to, like, it was a very, very expensive, 30-something million. And the agents threw this huge party that was, it was hosted also by, was
this
it the
new water company?
Yeah. Some kind of power water.
Right.
And so they sort of co-hosted this, and that was a, you know, and it was, they invited all these social influencers.
Yes.
And so it was all these young people.
Right, right.
You know, and one of them said, hey, my husband and I might even buy this, because even though we're only 25, we're multimillionaires because we're
social influencers,
which I didn't even know this was a damn career.
And somewhere, and the weird part is, it is a career. I can't figure it out. It's all done by advertising and clickbait. So really, you're just a human advertiser.
Well, I mean, I just got my little thing in the mail for Sauk Valley Junior College, mm-hmm, and all the little courses.
Yeah.
I didn't see one thing about make millions as a social influencer.
Not one is
no,
in there.
I saw about dog training.
Yeah. I love that. I love the dog. I think there wasn't one in there about SEO, so
yes,
search engine optimization.
Yes.
Yeah, they're sweet little things.
Which is sweet.
Yeah.
Because you're like, when you're like naive, you want SEO.
What is
that? Oh my God. It's got to be something so major.
I know.
And what it is like, let's just say Julie and I do a podcast every week.
Yeah.
For 10 years.
Yeah.
And when we want people to, when we put it out in the universe,
yeah,
we may want to attract a certain crowd.
Right.
So what we might do is, because we happen to mention the word Bravo.
Yes.
Then we would put in our SEO.
Tags. Yes.
We might mention Bravo.
Yeah. But yeah, how wonderful is that?
And so, and then we might mention some other different things that,
yes,
we already talked about. And that's how it works.
Yeah.
But it's not a 12-week class, people.
No. Well, you can straight, we've been taking a class on something, or, you know, like an online thing. And the first thing you said to me was, geez, Louise, why are we being filled with nonsense content?
I did say that. I mean, that is how I feel right now.
I know. That's okay.
It's horrible.
No.
It's like, okay, I just, you know, we ventured back in into just taking an online class. I mean, we've been like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We taught these classes.
I know.
But I just kind of thought, let's just see.
Something
new. It
was
$49.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, something.
Yeah.
You know. And like with the, you know, and I was like, oh my God, we're going to learn this, 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 this is awesome. And it was just moment after moment.
And you're like, I know this. This is repetitive.
This
is old. This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
You're just filling up these workbooks with stupid ass content.
Yeah.
Please make my life easier, not harder.
Well, but also please respect me.
Yeah.
I respect me.
You were not feeling respected.
I was like Cartman.
Yeah.
Respect my authority.
Exactly. You were just, we're not having it.
I was
not
having
it. Because here's what's been going on with us. You've been diving deep with your friend for over a year. That is not.
Are you talking about Padre Pio?
No, Padre Pio, sure, but Marcia.
Oh yes,
and, you're not dipping your toe into the lady pond. That's not what I mean by diving deep.
No,
with your girlfriend. I don't mean that. But you've been on a deep spiritual journey,
right?
Discussing past lives you may have had with each other, talking about how this whole planet is basically a simulation, mm-hmm. this whole consciousness, this whole reality is simulation. Mm-hmm. So the idea that you're going to waste one more ounce of your time being in a simulation inside of a simulation does not turn you on. Not one bit.
I know.
And so you might not be one of the cool kids, but thank God, right?
Yeah. I may not be one of those multi-billionaire social influencers.
Right.
But thank God I'm not.
In some ways, thank God you're not.
I'd have to have duck lips.
Exactly. And you'd have to have silicone implants in your butt.
You know,
I still wonder how people can be chunky. I shouldn't say chunky. But how everybody could, like, women, some influencers, they've got like a butt.
Yeah.
And they got lots of curves.
Yeah.
But no cellulite.
No.
Like, I remember growing up when I had curves like that, and I'm going, well, I had cellulite even when I was like real young.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, how come no one has cellulite anymore?
It's not a planned thing, Julie. You got to plan for that stuff.
So
you plan for not having any wrinkles.
Right. So
and
they
no
can
cellulite,
do there are,
but you,
there get, are
but
rules.
You want butt.
Okay.
And you want boobs.
But you don't want crinkles in your skin. Everything is plump.
No. Plump but not crinkled.
Yeah. Plump but not. Okay, good. I mean, I'm appreciative of that.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out.
You know, this week I've been, yeah, I'm one of my Facebook pages that I am a subscriber to is Paranormal Caught on Camera.
Yes.
And I saw this sweet one of,
because usually they just get the shit out of me, mostly. I watch it at night.
Yeah.
Some of them are ridiculous.
Oh, you watch the TV show. But see, I go on Facebook.
Oh, right. Okay, got it.
And the Facebook ones are just normal people enter their photographs of what they think. And 99% of these things are orbs. Hmm. And to me, I'm not a huge fan of them. I mean, I'm not fascinated by them. They could be dust. But that one lady that we interviewed, I can't think of her name, but she was a true orb person.
Yes.
And she could manifest them.
Yes.
You know.
She was magnetized to them
you
know, so forth.
Exactly.
Yes.
But so I saw this one, and this woman had really about a week before it put down her 15-year-old dog, a family dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed pictures of the dog about where he used to, you know, kind of hide under this one table and chairs and she came across him one day, and it was like kind of a half and half figure. It was like half manifested, and it was a little white fluffy dog.
Okay.
And it stayed. It was right there. And so she took a picture of it.
So you're trying to say that she took a picture of it in reality. She wasn't just taking a picture and the dog was in the background.
No.
Like, you know, some ghosts show up in pictures only.
Right.
This one was
she
actually,
saw him, and
oh
then she
God.
Went and got her camera.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
It's a really great picture. It's a really great picture.
And can you tell it's see-through a little bit?
Yeah. It's half. Like it's really just like trying
to manifest.
Was it
only one picture?
That I saw. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so it just made me feel so happy. But then I remembered seeing Paranormal, the actual caught on camera, the actual TV show. And there was this mother. And she was kind of a young, probably single mother. She had a kid, maybe 2 years old or so. And you could tell she was kind of like at her wit's end.
Right.
And she goes into the kid's closet, and she has a toy, and it starts going off all by itself.
Okay.
So, and that is...
I don't like that stuff.
It can be explained.
Yes.
But...
Yes.
You can tell she's like, and so then she gets her camera and turns it off, and it still goes on.
Okay, that's interesting.
And then another one goes on. And then on the right-hand side, she has like a little row of clothes in the closet.
Right, okay.
Kids' clothes.
Yeah.
And at first they start moving back and forth, and then they move like somebody's just pulling them to the side.
Ooh.
It was great, though, because here's what she says.
Okay.
She's filming this,
you
know, and this is happening.
Yeah.
And she went like this, oh, no, not today.
That's a mom's thing for you.
Yeah, like,
oh and no, then she not today.
Shuts the closet door.
We're not dealing with this nonsense.
And I mean, how many of us, regardless of paranormal caught on camera or whatever, it's just that whatever it is, at that right moment, you just go,
oh no.
Oh no, not today. I'm not having any of this
today.
And that's kind of how I felt like when, you know, I saw those social influencers.
And you're like, oh, no, not today, people.
You know, or when like, hey, let's try and take this class. And it's all of a sudden it's like regurgitating like 10-year-old material.
And then you go, is this what really life is about? 10-year-old material.
I just went like this.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, not today.
Oh, no, not today. And it's so interesting because like you had said to me previously of this week, I was driving and we were driving together and a car, I'm driving on a side street, and a car wants to pull behind me from making a left-hand turn, get behind me. But he decides to start this process real early. Like as I'm approaching, he starts to pull out.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, and you're starting to freak out a little bit. I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah.
Because you're like, what's going on up here? What's he doing? And I just said, it's okay, Mom. He just literally is going to pull behind me, but he's going to start the process even before I enter the intersection. I know what he's doing, but I look at him, I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, dude, what the fuck?
Right.
What are you doing? Right. You know, wait. But he was also a little anxious because there were cars coming the other direction and he wanted to get ahead of them. But like, because he went so fast, I mean, too early.
Yeah.
I didn't know, like, are you trying to do it in front of me?
Yeah.
You know, or with me?
And so,
so I went, dude, what the fuck?
Right.
And, you said to me then, like, just clear the bell. You said, I wonder how many times a day the phrase, dude, what the fuck, is uttered.
Throughout the planet.
Throughout the planet.
Yeah. I mean, even in like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Maybe an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, because the truth is,
dude, what the fuck?
The truth is, you can see these different movies that have, you know, subtitles or whatever. They always go into some English phrase.
Yeah.
You know, like, and a dude, what the fuck, I'm sure would be an English phrase they would say. Oh, dude, what the fuck? You know, we all know what that phrase means.
And it's not a, you know, like I remember thinking, it's not a hugely aggressive term.
Not one bit.
You know, you're not going to like chase him down and then pull him over and then get out of your car and say, dude, what the fuck?
Dude, what the fuck?
No.
And dude is gender neutral.
Yes.
Dude is, I don't care what anybody says.
It's D-O-O-D.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck? And I'm not criticizing you. I'm just like questioning like your actions.
Right.
I still love you, dude.
Right.
Dude, what the fuck? Right. You know? And so I'm curious. I bet it could be a million times a day.
And we're on the whole planet.
Maybe just in the United States
alone.
Wouldn't
that be great?
I myself probably say that phrase at least 3 to 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck?
And
even to myself. And then basically, and I understand why, because I was the one that wrote that screenplay, Dude, Where's My Car? But it was originally called Dude, What the Fuck? But I couldn't get that past the censors. Just joking.
Just kidding.
If anyone doubted that I did not write... Dude, where's my car? Dude, where's my car?
So, dude, what the fuck is sort of the other version of, oh no, not today.
Oh no, not today.
And so we're heading in the direction of just, we've got these short phrases that really say everything.
I know, it's kind of sweet because I remember when, this is probably over a decade ago.
Like today, yes, this week you said.
What else did I say?
You said, I'm scared, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm shaking inside.
I'm shaking
my
inside.
My insides are shaking, you said.
Yeah. I couldn't figure out why my insides are shaking.
Yeah.
And I said, it must be because I'm scared.
Right.
I'm terrified. And you're like, well, you have a lot to be afraid of.
I did say that.
And you're like, and I'm like, okay.
Well, okay. We realized that, you know, with your father, Normano, had a second heart procedure in 7 days and made it through. And then the next day gets the call from cardiac rehab saying 36 sessions, which is like minimum of 12 weeks.
Right.
Cardiac rehab.
Right.
And I think at that point, I just kind of saw in your face this resignation, which was, oh, I'm going to have to bring in some cash
right.
for the family.
Well, what was initially, I thought Normano assumed he wasn't working for 12 whole weeks. And I was going, oh my God, I'm going to have to work continuously for 12 whole weeks, which is not what we do.
No.
Dad and I share this gig.
Job share.
We have a 1.5 trucking gig, which is like two full-time jobs, but you know, it's good. Neither one of us feels like hopefully that we're too overworked.
Right.
But then I thought to myself, oh my God, this family has a little hum to it.
Right.
You know, I want to make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah.
And like, holy shit, I'm going to have to work the next 12 weeks by myself.
And that's if everything goes right.
And that's if everything goes right. And then, so that's, I think I was a little frightened.
Yeah.
Because I do rely on him to take the reins.
Yes.
And like the first thing he said to me was, oh, I'll have to teach you how to change, to check the oil every day. And I'm like, that's right. I don't do that because I let Dad do that.
Yeah.
You know, all those little things I would do. But because I do it with my father, he takes care of all those little incidentals for me. Because he's a good dad.
And you just go into the truck with your speaker and your iPod.
My iPhone. I play my tunes. And yes. I play my iPad.
Yeah. And now it's like,
I get my Audible books, all those good things. And now it's just like, oh, okay. You're going to have to resign yourself. And also, too, I'm not a fast driver.
No.
And I take everything a little bit slower. So
a lot slower.
I just have this overwhelming feeling like, oh, this is going to be a very interesting time in my life, I have a feeling.
Yeah. Well, and then, so what are you going to do for the next 12 weeks?
Yeah. And then it kind of softened.
Yeah.
Meaning so during this time, the one reason why we found out about this, we talked about this already. So every year Normano has to get a DOT physical. And every other year, he has to get a stress test. That's just the way it has to be done. And so about 3 weeks before his deadline date, we get it
of
his DOT.
Right.
We decide that he has to get a stress test. And that started the ball rolling because what we didn't realize was there was going to be an anomaly on the stress test.
Right.
And then we're like, oh, what does that mean?
The nurse said
slight anomaly. Slight anomaly on the stress test. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, okay. What does that mean? Well, and then my first initial reaction is like, can you sign off on the DOT? Because I have things I have to be concerned about.
Right. You are the deadline girl.
And
Norm does not worry about it at all.
No. He has to come in for a procedure. And then the doctor will sign off after the procedure. Mm-hmm. And the doctor told me this. Mm-hmm. And so he went in one day, Tuesday, but the night had a little procedure. And then we found out at that moment that he has come in the following Tuesday to have a second procedure done.
Right.
And a second procedure was done. And we're like, oh. And I remember after the second procedure, I asked the doctor again. I go, because I need to know.
No, I understand. I understand. That doctor wasn't telling me anything.
I go, are you going to sign off on his DOT? Oh, sure, no problem. I'll sign something. I'll have a paperwork here. Mm-hmm. But I never got a firm date.
Right.
And so this was happening on Tuesday. And then on Friday.
Right, Friday.
Friday before the holiday.
No, Thursday.
Thursday.
He gets a letter from
Thursday we get a letter from the Secretary of State saying.
With a little envelope.
Yeah, with an envelope saying, you motherfucker.
Surrender
your driver's license now.
Because you did not, we do not have your medical card on file.
Exactly, motherfucker.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Oh, but a very strong tone. Yeah. Illinois does not have...
compassion?
I was going to say they don't have the lawyers that have taken like softening language stuff.
Right, yes.
They like, we need to say our stuff with the sternness of voice so you take us seriously.
Yeah. I do like... If I have to choose between hard and soft language, I prefer soft language.
I do too.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, hard language gets my butt moving a little bit faster.
And it does make you pay attention.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe if we use more hard language with ourselves, shit would get done faster.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I prefer the soft language. Like, hey, dude, we give you tax money. Why do you be so mean to me?
Yeah.
You work for me, basically.
Yeah. Plus, we just had our sticker for our car renewed. And it's like $100 more than...
$50 more.
Yeah, $50 more than it was last year.
Yeah. We're paying COVID rates without COVID support because... Yeah. You know, we're playing. I mean,
everything is because of COVID.
I know.
Everything.
I know. I know. It is what it is. And so, but will those rates go back down? I doubt it. Mm-mm. Okay, so anyway, we get the letter saying, you bad boy, you need to, you know, you need to send us your driver's license now. The problem is he can still drive a car.
Yeah.
He just can't drive a semi.
Right.
So dad's like, what are you going to do if I get pulled over? I'm like, you're not going to get pulled over. But if you do, keep your hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2.
You know, don't tell him you're reaching for your glove compartment, you know, and then got in the glove compartment. Don't do that. Yeah. So anyway, dad then on Friday morning, because this happened at night on Thursday, we opened the mail, mm-hmm. and I could just hear the energy in the household just sunk. And I said, really, Daddy, what?
Just like
I
a vacuum.
Got this letter myself in March.
Mm-hmm.
But they were okay with it because of COVID. You know, these letters just are generated by AI, artificial intelligence people, if you don't know. Don't worry, it's all going to be okay. But I don't think he could rest. You know, he couldn't call himself. No.
And also, there was a phone number on the letter in case he had questions.
Right. And he called.
At 8 a.m. Exactly.
Yes. And it said nothing. It went right to a voice message. Right. I said, like, we cannot take your phone call. Right. Oh, who knows? Right. He was not going to get any support at all.
Well, and also we've known because friends of yours, friends of ours have all at various times tried to contact the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
And they pretty much don't answer their phones anymore.
Yes. They're such in demand right now. They don't answer their phones.
That's how good they are.
And so my friend who has been waiting for unemployment, she goes, I haven't got my unemployment checks yet because we're not connecting. I don't know how to do this. Mm-hmm. And nobody's open anymore. And it's like, oh my God, this is just crazy. So anyway, go back to dad. Friday morning comes. We have to have some work time for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, Norm, why don't you try and call your doctor, see if you can get a letter. Let's see if, and sure enough, calls the doctor and no one answers.
Nobody's there.
Nobody's there. And they go, but they'll call you back supposedly. And so you guys went out, we all did our stuff all day long and went on our merry way. And then you got a phone call. I get a phone call at 2 o'clock in the afternoon saying, Norm's doctor just called, or the nurse did, and mm-hmm. they have a letter for me. And I'm like, go pick up the letter and go to the immediate care and see if you can get your physical done. Let's just see what happens. Right. Okay.
So we're not even in the same town. We're in Oregon.
Yeah.
At a place where we like to hang out. And so we just went, let's go first. There's like, first thing first, let's run in to get the letter.
Yes.
So we head that way. We get the letter.
Yes.
And then we decide that we're going to go to, it's called the immediate care, but it's the place that they do the DOT testing.
Yes.
There. And then
I get a phone call.
But then Norm goes, I have no underwear on.
Oh, that's right.
Then we stop at Dollar General.
And I asked Father, I'm on the phone with you. And because I said, why don't you get this going? See how far you can progress this process. Mm-hmm. And then you said to me, on the speakerphone, you know, I don't think your father's wearing any underwear or clean underwear. First you said to Norm, are you wearing clean underwear or are you even wearing underwear? And I hear in the background, I'm not wearing underwear. And I think I asked Dad over the speakerphone, so Dad, is it common that you leave the house without wearing underwear? Because I saw that you were just wearing shorts today out in the world.
And are you shorts free balling it? Baggy shorts.
Yeah. I like, what's going on with you? Is this what you're doing? And because of him having to be shaved for a procedure.
Right. And have the,
He's free balling it a little bit because he's got to be comfortable.
Yes.
Because everything's growing back itchy, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
But also his scars haven't healed or the wounds.
Yeah. The wounds. Yeah. Exactly.
So we had to stop at Dollar General.
Yes.
And get some underpants for him.
Yes.
And he's changing in the Dollar General parking lot.
Oh, Jesus.
But why not? He did pretty good job.
He did good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He did it. And then we run to the immediate care. And the immediate care is just, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Within like 5 minutes, I can't even begin to tell you what it looks like. It's very crowded. There's all these people in their cars. There's people coming out that are in masks and full garb, administering oxygen and taking And I'm sitting there. Dad goes in. I'm like, oh, my God. He's like going yeah. in to the lion's den.
Right.
And I felt, I really felt bad, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he comes out in 5 minutes and says, it might be an hour's wait, but they'll take me.
Right.
And okay. I go, good. I go, where are you going? Because he starts to walk away. I said, stay here and wait like everybody yeah. else is in their cars, right? He goes, oh, no, they told me that if I'll, if I don't come in there and wait, they won't take me.
Ah! So he has to stay in there for a whole hour.
So, yeah, I go, plus. Wear your mask, right, and everything. And so I immediately call you and I go, I'm freaking out here.
Yes.
I'm. The lady in the car next to me is just coughing.
And I think you probably have said many times, dude, what the fuck? You're yeah, just coughing.
It's like,
dude, where's your mask? What the fuck?
It's just, and there's like about, probably about, what would you say, 25 cars?
Yeah, it's pretty busy.
And it's really busy and everybody's just in varying degrees of sickness, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why aren't they going to the emergency room?
Right.
What is going on here? Why are you doing this to my husband?
Right.
Who's not sick.
How dare you? Yeah.
Yeah. And so I call you for reinforcements. And so you come. Mm-hmm. We go and park on the far, far end of the parking lot.
Yes, by the Verizon.
Lot, by the Verizon, just because there's nobody there.
Right.
And so you get in my car, but we've got your car next to us. And we decide to... you can tell what we decided to do.
Well, here's what's going on. We had
because
just...
as you know that we are exploring deep spiritual...
Yes.
Truths.
Yes, truths. Exactly. And I say truth with a small t, but potentially a capital T, depending on how you can utilize them.
Right.
You know, it's sort of like a Buddhist or a Buddha, like, you know, those guys you think that live in caves way back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
They could control like their heart rate, and they could do it because they would meditate all day long.
Right.
24/7.
Right. For years.
For years to master that skill.
Right.
I don't feel like doing that.
So, but in the meantime, Dad's, you know, here's what we realized. Okay.
Okay. Go for it. I wasn't telling the story correctly. I know.
Oh, no. But so... This happens at like 2:00.
Yes.
And at 5, the driver's license facility that Norm has to go to turn this DOT card in, if it all happens, closes at 5.
Right. And does not open up until Wednesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday, yeah. Which is past the day where his driver's license is suspended.
Right. And what's really interesting about this is that... because he has a DOT license, he can drive a semi, he can only go to certain driver's license facilities.
Right.
So he's got to travel to the next bigger town over, right. Which is silly.
Right. But that's it's a distance. So picture this. We get a call from at 1:45 saying the letter exists.
Yes.
And we're in the... So we're trying to tell you that then we have to drive a while to get to the letter.
Yes.
And then from the letter... We go to Dollar General
underwear.
And get underwear.
Yep.
And now we're at what we're going to call the immediate care center for the DOT.
So if you're an SEO person, hashtag Dollar General, hashtag immediate care.
Right. Hashtag Fruit of the Loom underwear.
Yeah, please. And then I wait with you.
Yes.
And we have to pick up our doggy. At 5:00 in another town,
yes,
and
which means we have to leave at 4:30,
and we're debating because we would like to get Norm his keys and the car and the phone.
Yeah, and we're just hoping that we feel like he can get out. The latest he can get out of this place is 4:15.
Yes,
to get to
and possibly 4:30, but 4:15.
Yeah.
So what we have done and chose to do as our part of this process is to invoke the spiritual technique of compressing time.
Correct.
That's exactly what we're saying, people.
That's right. You heard it here.
Yes,
first.
We have decided to say
SEO hashtag compressing time.
Compress time. And so we've decided to use all of our power, all of our energy, all of our focus to not only seeing Normano get this done, but done quickly so that wouldn't it be lovely if by 5:00 today, this whole ordeal is finished.
Which he has been struggling with for months.
Yes.
Got done in literally 3 hours.
Right. Wouldn't that be
compressed
lovely?
Compressed time. Yeah.
And so we said yes.
And
let's
so
do that.
I been trying to teach Julie a little bit of it.
Right, so what an example of it would be if I drove from Rochelle to La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Which you do.
And it typically takes me about 4 hours.
Which it does.
And I would, to compress time, it would take me only 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Right.
So I save an hour and 10 minutes.
Right.
Because right now, the gurus that we know that are practicing this, they can usually only knock about 33% off.
33 1/3% effective.
So
better than nothing.
Better than nothing. Because mom's trying to teach me, like, if you could master this would be a way of increasing your hourly wage.
I bring it back to the reality, yes, girlfriend.
Exactly. I'm like, all right. And so, and I'm still not getting, because as I've seen on Paranormal Caught on Camera, there are people that, you know, that just show up on highways.
Right.
And are they compressing time and then not realizing where they're
possibly
ending up?
Yeah.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
But there really aren't, because you can drive through them. So it's not like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But.
But can I say something real quickly?
Yes, go for it.
I didn't want you to misrepresent the idea, because you were saying what you have to do really is you focus on where they're landing.
Right, where they're landing.
So it's not like seeing something this gets hurried up.
No.
What you have to focus on is seeing is like the final place is Dad turning his DOT medical stuff
walking into the
Secretary of State's office and then coming out with the right... You know,
with a thumbs up.
Yeah, with a thumbs up. That's the end. So from between now and then, that point, that's what you're trying to compress.
Yes. And so we focused on that for about an hour.
Yes, maybe more.
And
at least a third of it.
At least a third of it. Exactly.
We compress that too.
And then all of a sudden,
we're
waiting at the Medicare. He pops out. And I look at the time. I'm like, it's 4:15. This is the time that we said no.
Can't be more than that.
And I said, don't bother talking. Get in the white car and go to Sterling now.
Yes, right.
And he's like, oh my God, I can go to Sterling now. Yeah, we've called. And they're like, the keys and the phone are under the mat.
Right.
And I go, don't bother talking to us. We'll talk to you on the way or later on. Just go.
Right, go. Right.
And he just said, okay. He was, and I felt a little kick in his step. Yeah. You know, I'm like, whoa, he's got a little energy going.
Yes.
Woo. You know, and he took off.
Yes.
And we saw it all happen.
Yes. And then we took off to go get Elliot.
Yes. And we got him and life's, and last night when I went to bed.
Yes.
Even though I have been very scared.
Yes.
And have an internal shaking inside.
Right.
I felt like it was a very successful day.
Yes.
And I was at peace.
You were at peace.
And I could go on in the world.
Yes.
I'm like,
you knew that there was going to be, you on the other side of things, it's all going to be good.
Exactly.
At least until next year.
Until the next thing happens. But yeah, until next year. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, these years go by so fast. I don't know if I should be compressing my years, because it feels like I am.
Yeah.
It feels like I am. And but what you gonna do?
Yeah.
What you gonna do? So another thing that I had, just before I started the show, I played back all the things I recorded on my little handheld recording machine.
Right.
And
you heard me say, hello.
Yeah, hello. Is there a ghost here?
If there's any friendly spirits here.
Friendly spirits. Exactly.
Yes, I'd like you to talk.
And then, but what it was me saying, the problem with unintentional consequences.
Yeah, I kept hearing that over and over again. Do you know what you were meaning?
I do. It was a story I heard. It was about last week's show, actually, but I had forgotten this. There was this real huge example of unintentional consequences,
mm-hmm,
and how when people, I know what it was. Because remember I briefly talked about last week this idea of the luxury of belief?
Yes.
Okay. And I wasn't able to explain it very well, but that's okay, because it's kind of, unless you're really hearing it and reading about the story,
mm-hmm,
and what this guy wrote,
mm-hmm,
it doesn't come across really well. But what I realized is that I heard on NPR several years ago this story about this same-sex couple, gay couple, how they wanted to adopt a child, and what they wanted to use their sperm, and they had an egg, and they wanted to rent out a womb.
With a view.
With a view. And the womb.
I got a sign in my window, wombs for rent.
Exactly. And they found a womb for rent in India. And there's a, it was at the time a pretty big market. Mm-hmm. And you could, and what it, what was happening is that at some point they were having a festival, you might say, of all these couples who had gotten their baby through, you know, renting wombs. Mm-hmm. And
in India?
In India. And I'm pretty sure it's India.
Yeah.
I'm not 100%
sure. No, but I'm
sure.
Just saying, were they all from India?
Yes.
Okay.
And somewhere, somebody higher up in the government saw this and thought that this was a shitty idea to have all their women rent out their wombs to gay men and you know, to have children.
Well, that's ridiculous.
We would think so, right?
Yes.
But they thought it was a moral agenda. Like, we shouldn't, like, first off, how dare we allow our women to just be, you know, hoard like that, I guess, or whatever.
Hmm.
Now, here's the unintentional consequence. Mm-hmm. What happened was, this was really one of the only ways, I'm not joking, that these women could help their family out financially in a big way.
Right.
The only fucking way.
Right.
And by saying they couldn't do that, they took away, the government took away these women's rights to, like, provide
for their family.
For their family. And like, in some ways, that was enough money to buy a small house.
Oh, you my
know?
God.
I
yeah.
mean, it was.
Right.
I mean, it was, these are really, we don't know what poor means.
Right.
I mean, this is really poor.
Right.
You know? And by doing that, you know, for the good of all people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They denied these couples the right to have a baby,
right?
Or they went to a different country. Basically,
right.
It's
right.
going to still happen. There's going to be a different country, right. And these women who could have truly
mm-hmm.
benefited from the extra money and income, it was taken from them. You know, and I thought, I go, that's just really made me very angry and sad.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like this idea that someone who was, quote unquote, smarter than you, broader than you,
right.
had the idea that they knew better than you knew for yourself.
Right.
And so.
So the unintended consequences was.
Yeah. They, once again, because the whole idea of the luxury of belief.
Yeah.
Is the idea that these. I'm going to say the top 10% or top 20% of people, they want to feel still superior.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way they can do that is by having a luxury of belief. But if that belief trickled down,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't help anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know what? You might like, you might say for me, you know, Julie, you don't have to rent out your womb. We don't have to do that. You know, it's like, oh, okay, Mom, Julie, you can go drive a truck. You don't have to rent out your womb. And but I just want to say this. Can I say this? We have literally had this discussion.
I know.
We had it when I was 35 years old.
I know, damn it.
And I went and looked it up on the internet, and they said, at 35, your womb is
too old.
Yeah, you gotta be. You know, you're doing like motel figures, like, you know, $1,000 to rent out your womb, girlfriend. And I'm like, well, shit, for $1,000, let's go to La Crosse and back, you know, I mean, come on, you know, I mean, that's just not enough money. But if I was 25, my eggs were worth a lot more at 25, and my womb would have been worth a lot more at 25.
Yeah.
So for me, it was, I was told this information
too late. That was my dastardly plan.
I guess it was. I'm not sure what I would have done.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Because, like, here's the thing. If you would have said, Julie, at 25, for 9 months, give or take a couple of months for getting injected and all that good mm-hmm. stuff, you're going to carry somebody's baby. It's not going to be yours at all.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, we're going to give you $35,000, maybe 40. I don't know what the going rate was back then. I don't know what the going rate
right.
is.
It was probably about that.
Right. But listen, there's a lot of people that got $40,000 they wanted, love to spend to
oh,
not
to
carry
buy a baby?
Kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, and then you go, Julie, if you tell me, if at 25, you put that $40,000 and you buy Google, and then it, when you're 55,
or
you're,
Facebook,
or Facebook and you're walking out of there with, you know, 20 million, I'm like, fucking sign me up. I don't care how cold those stirrups are. I'm getting in bed, I'm putting my feet up. And I guess that makes me a whore because, you know what?
It's all in your heart, what you really think.
Well, it's intention, because that money could really help people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's that dumb joke.
They're talking about Google money.
Yeah. It's that dumb joke that your mom used to tell me all the time.
Which was?
She used to love telling me this joke. It was some kind of scene in some old movie. You're like, you know, would you sleep with me for $100?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no way. And the girl slaps him in the face, you know. Would you sleep with me for $1,000? And she's like, no, what kind of girl do you think I am? Would you sleep with me for $1,000,000? And she's like, well, maybe. And she says, well, we know exactly what kind of girl you are. We're just haggling over the price. And I'm like, oh, my God, Grandma, you love this joke. I have heard it 100 times. And so, but the truth is, I always come up with that thing. Like, yeah. Are my values that only based on the price tag?
Well, that's what everybody says. That's what everybody says. Yes. You just haven't found your right price yet.
And the truth is, because that we have a value to money,
right.
At some point, money does represent doing a lot of good.
Right.
And a lot of bad.
I was watching
a little bit of fun.
HGTV.
No.
On the...
No, you were not. I'm shocked by this.
Who won the lottery guy?
Oh, I love that
David,
guy.
David, whatever
he is. My lottery like, home or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, my lottery dream home.
Yeah.
And so he was helping to find a home, new home for this couple who won $1,000,000 on a scratch-off.
Oh, cool.
Which is cool because, you know, scratch-offs, that's yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
And then he said, now, you know, this is this, can you retire now on this yeah. million? And the guy goes, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you, could we? If we won $1,000,000, could we retire? I read in my Bottom Line magazine
yeah.
that the cheapest state to retire to is Mississippi, and yeah. the most expensive is Michigan.
Yeah.
And but the difference is, like, with Mississippi, you have to have, like, $1,400,000 mm-hmm. in the bank.
Yeah.
And with Michigan, you need to have, like, $1,495,000. Yeah. I mean, so it's like... That almost little. Like $100,000 difference.
Yeah,
can tell can you can retire to Michigan as opposed to Mississippi. Neither one fascinates
yeah.
me. I'd rather do Quito, yeah. Ecuador, but
yeah, Quito, Ecuador,
yeah,
or the Quito program, whatever. And the answer is you're right. I mean, if let's say you have $1,000,000 and you don't touch it and you make 5% interest,
yeah,
which is really hard to make on something that's very very stable,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
and. With no risk, and then so you're bringing in $50,000 a year. You could kind of retire on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but that's you got to live in a probably your camper.
I mean, we have a big life because we have big things going on.
Yeah,
like our semi alone. We spent in the last 6 weeks $4,000 worth of repairs.
Yeah,
and our truck is great.
Yeah, and that's a good truck.
And that's a good truck.
We're grateful for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're good for this truck, and we spent $4,000 in repairs. Yeah. So I guess you know you don't do that shit when you know.
No, you don't have to. You just right. you just roll around in your camper or
right. You know, or and people go, well, you could definitely retire on $40,000 a year, $50,000 a year. I mean, yes, you can if nothing really.
Because like our Mutual of Omaha just raised our Medicare rates another $50.
Yes.
You know, I mean, yes. that stuff's not going to be static.
Well, see, that's
as you
the
retire.
Thing. No, that's the thing. Like I figured out today, I think our insurance costs alone a month are probably like when you think of cars
yeah.
and homes.
Life insurance.
Yeah. I mean, close to $1,000 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not including the truck, which is another $1,000
yeah.
a month.
Yeah.
So when we hear these numbers like retire on $40,000 a year,
yeah,
you're
how
like,
how do you do that?
How do you do that?
Yeah.
You'd have to shut a lot of shit down.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're a 4-car, 2 golf cart.
Yes.
we're a 4-car, 1 semi.
We used
2 golf carts.
Have 4 golf carts.
You know,
girlfriend.
We have a bigger household. You've got property that you don't utilize that you pay water bills on.
Yes.
You'd have to shut some of this shit down.
I will shut it down.
You'd have to yeah. If you wanted to live off of $40,000 a year.
Well, I am. Here's you know my new philosophy.
Yeah.
Small footprint in a post-COVID world.
Yes. I love that idea.
That's what's going to happen.
Okay. I'm there for that.
Yeah.
I just, we try.
Just let me buy one more thing first.
I know.
I don't know what it is. I just want to buy something. I want some cardboard box to come to my house from Amazon.
Oh, I know.
One more thing.
I know. I literally have like 15 Amazon purchases in our last credit card statement.
Because we're not buying, you know what? We're not going to Walmart. It's a hassle. They've only have one door you can get in and out of.
Why is that? How does COVID affect the fact that I can't go in the pharmacy entrance? Yeah.
One of my pills that I take.
Yeah.
We got the bag, you know.
Yeah.
And it came and there was a big X on the top of the lid. And so I thought, well, that's strange.
Yes.
But it's a COVID world. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I open it up and there's no, like, you know. Yeah,
there's no
protection seal.
Yeah.
It's just been open.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like a 3-month supply.
Yeah.
And there was just like 15 pills in there. And so we called.
Yeah.
And they act like, well, we didn't do that, right?
Yeah, like, oh, unless it came from the distributor that way. I go, well, okay, well, dude. What? There was no.
Dude, what the fuck?
Dude, what the fuck?
And then I went,
really?
Oh, no, not today.
Oh, no, we're not playing this game by blaming the distributor.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they take your prescription drugs and they put them in a sealed bag.
Yeah.
So we don't open them up on the way home.
No.
You know, you do it when you get home. You're like, wait a minute. And so I knew that had to be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to fight for it. Because I'm like, but why not to fight for this? Why do you doubt the fact that you guys gave me just a bottle of 15 pills?
And then they had the gall to say, well, why did you put an X on this bottle cap?
I go,
that's the way it came.
I go, dude, why? And I said to him, I said, this must be a way that you guys determine which bottles have been open.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, that could be. Like, yeah. But see, he's a pharmacy
tech.
No, he's like the head pharmacist.
No.
So the tech's probably going,
yeah,
do stuff for him.
Right.
He just double check stuff.
Right.
I don't know. But quality control.
But again, that's why I've taken to just, it's just as easy for me to, like, I just ordered a bottle of Gina K.
Yeah.
Boom. Amazon.
Is
next day
how
delivery.
Old are you?
Yeah, don't say that. But just, you know, just the stuff like that, rather than having to go to Walmart and deal with all
that.
It's so much nicer.
It is nicer and easier. That I do feel internally like a little bit like
you're
a
not shopping locally.
Yeah, sometimes I force myself to shop in Walmart.
Well, then they got to do a better job.
Which is so bizarre that I wish that I call shopping at Walmart is shopping locally.
Yeah, really.
That's a turn.
Yeah,
that's a big turn.
That's a laugh.
I know. And so I the other day I went to Walgreens.
Yeah,
and I literally bought.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
For what reason?
Because I left.
Did you have to buy Doug cat litter?
No, I left Walmart without your baby aspirin.
Oh, so.
And I decided to, I went and got me something at McDonald's. I got me an iced tea. I'm like going, ugh. And I go, I'll go to Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
But I should have gone to Schneider's.
Yeah.
But I forgot.
Right across
the
street.
I just didn't.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So, how dare you do something without me knowing?
Well, it could have been that I went to Culver's and got me those pretzels with the cheese sauce because they're fucking fabulous. So I have gone to Walgreens and I have paid like too
much. Twice as much, yeah.
For generic stuff.
Yeah.
And you're just like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck? So I don't know. But I remember Daddy this week because we were talking about like being off of work for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, like to not dip into savings. Let's kind of watch everything.
Right.
And
small footprint.
You know, you're like, small footprint. And
I'm going to be saying it, girlfriend.
He stood up and said, but really, I like being able to go to the store and not think about what I'm spending money on.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, whatever, Norm, go for it. Just do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I know your spending habits.
We do.
You know, you don't spend that much. It's not you're going in for a watch and come out with a Rolex.
Right.
You know, Norm, I don't want you to ever think that you can't go into a store and buy whatever you think you need.
Right.
You have my blessing.
Right.
Don't even contemplate it. Don't worry your pretty little head about it, which is what we tell
him. I am all the time. I just said today.
Did you? Yeah, I think you did.
He opened a letter from I guess it was Humana,
mm-hmm.
and it was addressed to him.
Yeah.
And it said, we'd like you to sign this because we would like to be able to sell your information or give your information to this, and this. And he's, of course, he's narrating it out loud.
Right.
And
that always makes you happy.
Yeah. And he goes, they brought you in on the conversation. Julie, do you think I should sign this? And it was just this. And I go, Norm, just tear it up right now. And don't worry your pretty little head about it. Don't think one more thought. Get on to something else. Because it was like ridiculous to waste that amount of time deciding to sign something to let them sell your information.
Isn't it weird, though?
Dude, what the fuck?
I know. Isn't it weird, though, to think that at this stage, you can spend all day doing these tedious little
it's stupid.
Things.
Yeah. And that's why I love Andrew Yang. Because he's saying, do you realize how much these companies make off your information?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Humana was trying to do.
Yeah.
They were trying to take his information.
Mm-hmm.
And because of his uniqueness, he's going to be worth this much to this person, this company, and sell it and never see a penny.
Right.
Never. And Andrew Yang is going, no, you know what? There should be a...
unless they said, if you don't sign it, your rates go up this much. But they don't say that.
Mm.
I think it's just extra profit for them.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
We get down this rabbit hole, and I don't know how to feel about any of this stuff.
No.
You know? All I know is that we have a monthly nut. We have a lifestyle we like to live. And if I have to get my butt in that truck every day to do so...
Get your butt in the truck.
Get my butt in the truck. Keep it going.
And luckily, you are feeling a little better because you did throw your back out.
Yeah, I did. And, well, as we're about ready to close the podcast, I will just say one thing as we end up, just in case everybody's curious how I've been doing with my back.
Yes.
I have officially called myself a monster.
Yes.
You know, I...
Everybody else does too now.
Yes. So, but...
But we do have pretty hair.
I now, because my hair has been growing since COVID, it's at a nice little length, and I could use a real big trim, but I'm just saying screw it.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty.
It's pretty.
It's just soft and it's so soft pretty. And long. And it's like, I look like a monster with pretty hair.
Yeah.
The reason
we say monster is because of Julie's sciatica nerves.
Yes.
And so she walks like, as she calls it, a 1940s. Movie monster.
Yes.
One side.
One side, the other. Can't bend the knees. Swinging back and forth.
And yet, to watch you come out of Walmart.
With my pretty hair.
With your pretty hair.
And my girl.
And your monster walk.
And the monster walk. And I'm like, screw you all. And somebody's probably going to go, dude, what the fuck? What's going on with you?
And we should tell people to stay tuned for... the antics that we're going to have, because we're going to be doing Grease at the end of the month.
Yes, Grease is coming, people.
We should probably let you see Sound of Music first.
Yes. So everyone, Griffin, how was the show today?
Dude, what the funk? It was great. It was great.